Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know. I don't know if you saw the latest news feed just this morning from the Vatican. The Pope issued a decree. Priests can't yell hallelujah anymore. April Fools. Okay. The other one I had was I was becoming a bishop, and I told that to some people. They just laughed. So, anyways. Hallelujah. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus Christ rose from the dead so that you and I might live the life that God intended us to live. Jesus rose from the dead so that he might give to you and to me the gift of the Holy Spirit so that we might live the life God intends for us to live. Hallelujah. But that's not easy. Not easy for me. I remember I was in eighth grade. And there I was in eighth grade, and my dad said, Kevin, you need a paper route. You're getting lazy. I said, I like being comfortable. But God did not make us to be comfortable. But as Pope Benedict said, God made us to be great. And so a paper route I got. Chicago Tribune. I had a 16 square mile radius to deliver that thing, it seemed like. On my little bike, delivering those papers. Sundays, they weighed 1,000 pounds. It wasn't easy. And so after a month, I said to my dad, I'm going to quit. I can't handle this paper route anymore. And my dad wisely said, you're not quitting. You can do better. You have been made for greatness. You can get your act together. And so my dad helped me get my act together. I got my act so well put together that after a while, I said, this is good. I then got a little more ambitious. Rather than living a life of mediocrity, I said, I'm going to live a life where the ego knows no limit. I set for myself 3 small goals in this order. President of the United States, Chief Justice, Supreme Court, and then, of course, Pope. When I shared that with my dad, he said, Kevin, that's your ego speaking to you. Really? So my dad gave me an incredible gift through a very difficult gift that he had received. Because my dad was legally blind. And so on Sunday mornings, my dad would have me read to him the Chicago Tribune sports section. And what my dad was most interested in were the statistics for the White Sox. As a Cub fan, that was very difficult. And of course, I'd read these numbers, how many at-bats and runs and hits, what the percentage is. Carlos May hitting 287. My dad would say, isn't it 286? I'd look and say, you're right. But my dad knew that I was made for a different type of greatness. Because see, what matters most in life is not if you and I do something great or something amazing or something over the top. What matters is that you and I are fully alive in Christ. What matters is that you and I are inflamed by the love of God. So we got this beautiful candle. And then we got a little tiny candle. Which one is more alive? They're both alive. They're both called to do what God created them to do. They're not doing something other. They're doing what God created them to do. They're both living a life full. They're both inflamed totally. That's what God wants. You know what we call that? Alex and Jack, what's the theme for the school this year? real loud. There's people sitting outside on Highway 100. What is it, everybody? Magnanimity. All together. Magnanimity. Magnanimity. Magnanimity is where you and I live the life God intends us to live. And God intends us to live a life of? What is it? Folks in the commons, what is it? Hallelujah. But because of sin, we don't. Because of sin, I get caught up in living a life of comfort. Or because of sin, I allow my ego to drive me. And so Jesus rose from the dead, conquered sin, lives forever, so that you and I might be filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit and live a life of magnanimity. So as you go about this day, maybe you'll be doing something really profound, like letting someone go in front of you out of the parking lot. Or something really simple, like bringing the pickles to the dinner table. Do it with love. Do it all with love. Do it being filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit so that you and I might live the life that God intended us to live, which is a life of magnanimity. Amen? Hallelujah? Hallelujah. What kind of life does God want us to live? Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah.